Three finished scenes. Koti Pizza. Yes, we put strips of all-natural reindeer meat on the Berlusconi. Thank God you asked. It's named after the Italian Prime Minister. You know, the same one who believed Finland would lose at the Pizza Olympics. Now look at him. A shell of his former self. Expelled from politics. A tax criminal reduced to mere billions. Our best-selling product. Imagine a farm somewhere up north. Lapland. The more remote, the better. Winters are harsh, but our reindeer are well-fed and properly sheltered, thanks to the efforts of our reindeer maintenance team. State-of-the-art technology, too. They can't even feel the temperature falling through the triple-glazed windows at night. Go ahead. Peer into their eyes, black and glistening. Look at those antlers, so gracefully manicured. Squint hard. See how happy they are? You can touch them if you want. Stroke their fur. As if there were any doubt that we only use the finest reindeer on our pizza. I cannot actually tell you where we acquire our animals, however. That's a company secret. I could lose my job. And then what? Ask the government to pay my rent so I could sit here telling reindeer stories all afternoon for free? No. I have a family to feed. The reverse applies for how we process the meat, though. We refer to it as initiation. Again, think of all our happy reindeer. Select one from the stable and lead it outside, into the darkness. If it cries out, shush it. Normally, they comply. But sometimes they don't. In that case, you have to act fast. Nobody wants a hysterical reindeer on their hands. So do something. Sing a song. Tell a story from your childhood. Put a knife to the reindeer's throat and threaten to sell it to Russia. Anything you want. Just make sure the f***ing thing dies. Hesburger. Dad's a fast food man, just like his dad before him. My great-grandfather was a wheat farmer, but if he were still alive today, you can bet he'd be in the kitchen, blending shakes and flipping burgers with everyone else. It goes without saying that tradition is important to our family. After my suicide attempt, I was 19 and jobless, suddenly unfit for the deep fryer, the grill, or the register. Dad even gave me funny looks whenever I stood next to the knives. But we found a solution in Hesse, our cartoon hamburger costume. Since that day, I've been waving at children on the weekends for the last 5 years. I know my role, and I'm good at it. Every May, all the students, drunk on cheap beer and vodka, descend on our restaurant in the middle of town for Vappu. That weekend, we're always open late for graduation, serving well after midnight. Dad gets really into it. It's like he lives for this one weekend. And I'm always out front, waving, posing for Instagram photos, occasionally getting my ass kicked. It's all worth it, though, to see him so happy, especially with a McDonald's opening around the corner last year. Nobody does it like us here in Vaasa. That's what Dad always says. And every year, at the end of our shift, another tradition. Dad takes a photograph of us together in the restaurant's dining room, like at Christmas, everyone still covered in grease and oil and sweat. He gets the camera, sets a timer, the whole nine yards. But I still have to stay in costume, he says. It just wouldn't feel the same without Hesse. Maybe he's right. After all, there were burgers before me and will be long after I die. Dad takes the picture, then walks over and claps me on the bun, staring into the mesh between Hesse's eyes. He tells me that he's proud of me. It's the closest we've been in years. Festivali. Dead. That's Vaasa in the middle of July, except for a bunch of metalheads who think they run the place for the week the music festival's in town. They're not hard to miss. Filthy kids pounding lapinkulta, reeking of pot, throwing rocks at the cars crossing the Gulf Bridge in between sets. Last night, they tipped over all the portable toilets and someone finally called the cops. When they arrived, they lined the length of the island road, lights flashing across the water. I was watching from a friend's apartment balcony, waiting for a riot to break out. But then, the band started back up again. We watched the police drive away from the island. Everyone left it at that. All my friends think Vaasa is the best town in Finland. Nothing happens here, they say. Everyone's all talk. Pohjalainen runs the same thing in the paper. Stocks, weather, the non-issue news about Sauli Niinistö, 5 hours away. Summers here never seem to end. Most businesses close for the month, so I wandered aimlessly through the city streets, looking for signs of life. A lone ice cream stand parked in front of the H&M, fresh seagull shit on the statue of a Tsar. I started staying up most nights, just to hear the street noise, the same cars racing down deserted streets, past my apartment window, chirping tires and mufflers coughing in the endless light. I was smoking outside the Rokkibari the night the festival ended, when a fight spilled out into the street. Some intern in YLE started it. The metalheads beat him so badly, he started snoring on the pavement. He survived, but walked with a limp for a while. People started avoiding him in the supermarket or in the square after that. In the morning, Pohjolainen reported on the festival. The record attendance, the cleanup efforts well in hand. Everything went without a hitch.